I have Martha Pyland joining me. She is the owner of MB Pyland Advertising and Marketing. Welcome, Martha.
Thank you.
It is always great to have you on, and we get to talk marketing whenever you're on. But this time, a lot of people might know you from the marketing and advertising world. And last year, you came on, and we talked about the new book that you'd written. But now you've got a new thing up your sleeve. So I'm excited about this. This is very cool. So talk a little bit about what your new thing is.
We do have a new thing. It's called Transformotion. And this particular item is a product, and we're calling it Transformotion in a Box. And it's really designed for leadership-level people who are looking for ways to think differently and get more innovation into their organizations. And I'm hesitant to call it helping people think creatively, because sometimes people think, well, that means I'm going to draw a picture or I'm going to do something that way. And this really is about creating more space to be open to inspiration and ideas. And so this is a quarterly subscription product where each quarter people will receive a specially curated box of about 5 to 8 items that are a little different than maybe what they see normally, along with a mini workbook that encourages them to use these items and develop some ways to think differently about a problem that they're trying to solve.
Well, I think off air you kind of mentioned that it was a ramp up of like having a book. What could we do that's even better? And it's kind of like a book on steroids.
It's a book on steroids.
That you get quarterly. And I think the other beauty of it is, so I've done some of those different box clubs where it, like Stitch Fix or something like that. And my favorite part about it is that it literally stops your world for a little while, right? Because you've got to go try on the items, or you've got to go like investigate, and you're curious about what's inside the box. And so there's a part of just the fact that it's going to cause you to stop out of curiosity and give you that space where innovation can happen, which innovation is very difficult to happen because most of us are all putting out fires. So we never take time for the innovation, but the box and the invitation of opening the box kind of makes you and forces you into taking time.
It does. And it's more active than just reading a book, because you have to do something with what you're consuming. And our idea is that we have multiple senses involved. So it's not just reading or not just sketching, but there's also a playlist and there's something to eat. And all of these different things tie together into really helping your brain go in some new ways.
That's cool. So what was the inspiration for this?
I have been thinking for a long time on how to help people solve problems better. And so many times people say to me, oh, you all are so creative. I wish I could just sit in a corner and listen to you all brainstorm. And so this is a way to help them do that, because we all have that ability inside of us, but we have to create that time and space to let those thoughts come. And if we cultivate them, it's like planting those seeds. If we cultivate them and add some fertilizer and some water and some sunshine, some fantastic things can grow.
Well, and I would think that the other piece of this is that when you experience that, I know whenever I'm being innovative or going through those exercises of attempting to be innovative, it helps me then be able to take that downstream. So if that's how your workplace is, whether it's downstream or a flat line, it gives me the ability to coach others on how to be innovative, because I've got some tools in my toolkit, right? I can actually say, well, hey, I've got an idea. We could do this. And I've got this exercise right here that I potentially did, or I know it's coming from somebody who's a professional that I feel pretty solid about.
I see this as a tool that could be used that way. Or also, if somebody wants to do a mini retreat with their department, they could order multiple boxes and everybody does the exercises together, or pieces and parts of them.
Ah, that's cool.
So that was something else I thought. Sometimes we do come facilitate retreats for clients, or we help groups with stuff like this, but they don't always have the ability to travel to us or do things on their own. This is a really good way to help them do that and to build a systematic way for them to create that within their department.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So, okay, go back through a little bit. What is inside? Because we've talked a little bit about how we would use this. So talk a little bit about what is inside again. You kind of mentioned it, but a little bit more.
Well, inside there are 5 to 8 specially picked items. And they'll be different every time, of course. So in one example, there might be watercolor pencils and wasabi peanuts and chopsticks and a letterpress journal and, I don't know, a mix of things like that, along with a mini workbook that we have developed that specifically uses those items in that box to do some special exercises.
That's cool. So there's no going to the store to get the things that you need to do the workbook. It's all right there, and you can get it done all in one sitting. Well, maybe not one sitting, but all there for you to make it happen. So how does somebody go in and subscribe to this, or how do they get their box?
It's available on our website. So that's mbpyland.com/transformotion. So it's this idea of blending transformation and motion, moving something forward. And that combined is transformotion.
I like that, because a lot of times it's transformation is almost compared to change, but this is forward progress. So that's kind of beautiful. And it's really easy to find on your website, too. It's transformotion is up as one of the tabs, if I
it
remember
is.
Right. So it's easy to find. And then your book is there, too. So I think you should have a little pitch of your book if you'll share a little bit.
Well, thank you. The book is available on our website as well, and that's called Culturing Creative. And it's really also designed to be a workbook to help people create new ways to brainstorm, solve problems, just different exercises for people to try on their own or with a group, and then lots of pages in the back for them to actually work out those exercises, but also keep it as an inspiration journal. So perhaps you worked on a problem 3 weeks ago and some other ideas came out of that that weren't relevant at the time, but now you have this little aha moment and you can come back to it and it's all there.
So when you can they order the book right off your website as well?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so you need to go out to our website and sign up for the subscription. They get quarterly that you can get the boxes, which is awesome. You can also just buy one.
Yes, you can.
I think I saw that. But quarterly, I mean, really, it's all about that moment when your box shows up. There is nothing better in the world. I don't care. I'm still a little kid at heart that just loved getting mail. And I love getting a box in the mail. It makes my day. That's why I ordered too much from Amazon. But that's a whole nother conversation. So go and subscribe. And then also go check out the book. Because if you don't have it yet, it's a great book. And it's got a lot of great tools and a lot of great exercises that you can use to be innovative. So, Martha, any last words?
Thank you for the opportunity. I'd encourage everybody to think differently about how they solve problems. Open up their minds to giving themselves permission to be more creative, to think differently, to innovate. It's early in the year. It's a good thing to start something new.
That's awesome. Martha, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.